Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Lamed Gimel, mitzvah 133. We continue with the two mitzvahs relating to the fire on the Mizbeach. Yesterday, Kuf Lamed Beis, we discussed the mitzvah Saseh of lighting fire on the Mizbeach each day. And today is the Lo Saseh of extinguishing. Shelo Lachabos Eish Me'al Mizbeach. The Chinuch says, Shelo Lachabos Eish Me'al Mizbeach, Shneamar Eish Tamid Tukar Al Mizbeach Lo Sechbe. A constant fire shall burn on the Mizbeach, it shall never go out. Misharshi mitzvah sa'esh kasafti lamal, the mitzvah sa'esh to esh tukad. I already wrote yesterday what the shorashim of the mitzvah are. V'shorash hatzava be'esh lahavira. V'shol lechabos e'echadu. And lighting it and not extinguishing it is the same shorash ve'ein tzorach lachziro. I don't have to repeat it. Let's just add on one other thought, though, to the shorashim of yesterday. Yesterday we discussed what's the idea of having a fire on the Mizbeach. Number one, the chinuch mentioned, is that even though an esh came down from Shemayim, we have a chiyuv to put an esh to hide, to cover up the nisim, because the goal of life is not to see nisim gluyim, but to uncover the Yad Hashem in our lives, in Teva. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always leaves open the possibility of people misinterpreting, number one. Number two, he said it's to give us bracha ba'esh, just like by the lechem apanim. We do a mitzvah with anything we want to be mizbarech. So we do a mitzvah with lechem so that our lechem is mizbarech. So we do a mitzvah with esh so that the esh inside of us is mizbarech. A similar idea to number one, I saw, and that is from the Paradis Yosef. Not exactly, even though Hashem brings down fire, but you have to put down fire to cover up his fire. But the Paradis Yosef quotes that maybe the point is that even though there's a hisorus dila'ela, we always need hisorus dilatata. The message, not covering up God's nace, but the message being that we always have to be awakened ourselves going along with God's awakening. His oris latata. Sometimes one comes first, sometimes one comes second. Well, we mentioned in the past that B'nai Yisachar's thought about the difference between Chanukah and Purim. By Chanukah, Chanukah versus Purim, by Purim, it was the Jews awakening, the Jews doing tshuva, Esther gathering, it was a sarusis to latata, which led to isaruta to la'ela. While by Chanukah, it was the opposite. Chanukah, we didn't really do, we didn't do anything. We weren't Zocha until the Nase occurred. We started fighting, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Nase. It was a Sarusa de la'ela. And he even says that's the difference between a Grager and a Dreidel. A Grager, you hold from the bottom, because by Purim, it was a Sarusa de la'tata to start. While by Chanukah, if you spin the Dreidel the normal way, not upside down, but the normal way, it starts from the top, because it started from on top. And the Paradis Yosef quotes, that's the idea by Eish also. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the fire, we have to do it ourselves. And he quotes the second Taz in all our Achayim. The Taz on the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yizgaber Ka'ari, La'amod Baboker La'avodas Baro, Kedei Shiyehihu Ma'or HaShachar. He, the person, should awake in the morning, says the Taz, that V'nira d'matzinu adam mekadesh es atzmo milamata mekadesh nosa milamala v'kachu v'l'inyin his orus sheish beiz mine his orus shetchila mis ore milamata v'yakach bala vis orus ha'elyon l'sayelo. You have to start yourself. That's the fire here that we have to, even though a fire comes down from heaven, but we have to do our own his orus to go along with that fire. That was number one related to yesterday. A couple of other points before we continue in the chinuch here. Number one, a couple of the minchas chinuchs that we mentioned yesterday. There is the last line of the chinuch that we mentioned was that this mitzvah applies bezichrei kohuna to male kohanim, and if they didn't light the third fire of the mizbeach, they umavatil this mitzvah. Because right, we mentioned the chinuch quoting the Rambam also holds this way in Ilchas Tvidin Musafin. There were three fires burning on top of the mizbeach. Number one was the larger one. I read it to you today from the Rambam. The chinuch said it yesterday, but the Rambam in Ilchas Tvidin Musafin says, Fine. And then he says, where's the line I wanted to get? Here it is. Rishon Maracha Gedola Sha'aleha Makrivin Ataminam Shara Karbanos. The large one was all the Karbanos were burned on the large firewood. Umaracha Shnia Bitsidak Tana Shemi Mena Lochin Ishpe Machta Lahakter Ktores Bechol Yom. The second fire was where they took the coals every day to take with the Ktores. Umaracha Shlishis Enalaklum Elakia Mitzvasa Eishanamar Ishtamitukad. That is the Rambam like the Chinuch. But then the Chinuch adds what we just read, and that is the Isser, or the Bittul Aseh. And today's mitzvah, the Isser, applies when? So the Chinuch's Lashon is if the third fire is put out. So it could very well be that the other two fires are burning. But if somebody puts out this third fire, which is uniquely for this mitzvah, so then that is the iser, that is the bittel aseh. And the Menachas Chinuch is not happy about this. Menachas Chinuch in Os Hey, in yesterday's mitzvah, which goes along with today's, Laniyas Dati Pashut, the mitzvah Zushiyat Tamid Eish Alam Mizbeach, Yotzei Be'eze Eish Hein Me'amachra Gdola, O Me'amachra Shtiyat, the mitzvah Diyah Eish, as long as there's fire there. As long as there's fire there, it doesn't matter which fire. No matter which fire. And he says in the middle of that paragraph, V'divri Arava Machaber Shekasav V'im lo hiv'ira Kodim Aracha Shlishis Bitl Mitzla Zezu L'dayti Eino Nirakin. I think that's incorrect. Kiva Dahaya Eisha Maracha Lo Bitlum Mitzla Zezu Kiva Chish Eish. There's fire, there's fire. Kinir Apashut. And he says the Rambam does not quote this. If you look at the Rambam doesn't quote anything of that if you're Mevatel just this specific fire. The Rambam here in Mitzvah Chavtes, Shetzivano Lahavir Eish Alam Mizbeach B'chol Yom Tamid, Tzvitzah Tawait Fire, V'zelo Itachein, Ela B'mashet Tziva Lahasmid Lahasim Eitzim B'boker Bein Arbayim. To make sure there's wood there, Ava B'shiar Eishar Amin HaShemayim, Mitzvah Lahavim Min HaHedyot, it's a mitzvah for you to bring fire. The Rambam mentions nothing that you're Mevatel the Asay only if you're Mevatel this third pile. So he doesn't mention anything related to that. It could be related to the first issue we mentioned yesterday in the Menachas Chinuch Os Aleph, and that is, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the act of putting some wood morning and night? Focus on the Maisa. Maybe that's what the Chinuch seems to hold. So maybe that is what he holds. Also, if the focus is a Maisa, so then the Bittul Aseh could be if you get rid of that Maisa, if you undo that Maisa of the third pile. But if the mitzvah is more result-oriented, that just makes sure that there is fire there, and that's what Tamid means. And if you look, I didn't read the Rambam yesterday, the Rambam in Hilchos Tamid and Musafin, mitzvahs Aseh, the Rambam doesn't say Lahavir Eish. What's the language of the Chinuch here? Lahavir Eish Alam Mizbeach. If you look in Hilchos Tamid, and that's what the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but if you look in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says mitzvahs aseh lihios eish yukuda tamid al mizbeach. Mitzvahs aseh for there to be fire always on the mizbeach. That'd be more of a result, and therefore, as long as there's fire, it doesn't matter which fire, it doesn't matter which of the piles, one will not be mevatel that mitzvah. So that is a discussion of the Menachas Chinuch, that he thinks the Sefer HaChinuch is incorrect by saying that only that third pile is the focus. One other final point related to yesterday, and then we'll get to some new items. Again, this all has to do with today. Setting up the firewood is part of the avoda, part of the work done in the morning. And there is a minhag of going through the entire avoda in davening. Besides the actual karbanos, there's a paragraph in karbanos called a baya havi misader. If you look in Oz Dalid, it's based on a Gemara. Oz Dalid of the Minchas Chinuch yesterday, a baya havi misader seida maracha, maracha gdoma, kodas maracha shisha ktoris. We go through that whole paragraph, goes through the whole morning. When do you do the menorah? When do you do the ktoris? V'chulu. There's an interesting ha'ara made by Rav Avadya Yosef and Yabia Omer in Chelech Ches Simin Yud Aleph. He quotes that there were some that wanted to change the nusach of Abaya Hava Mesader. Because if you say Abaya Hava very quickly, so Hava is Hey Vav Hey, and the last letter of Abaya is Yud. So it might sound like one is pronounced a Yud Ke Vav Ke. That's Hoga Es Hashem Ba'os Yosef, which the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Now that it pronounced that God's name, we say Ado. We don't say Yudke Vavke. We don't pronounce that. So Abaye Hava, if you say that quickly, so it sounds like you're pronouncing it. So there were those that said, V'shamati Shish Makpitin La Hashmet Tevas Hava. Kdeshlo Titztaref Teva Zu Ima Yud Shevesov Tevas Abaye. V'havili Kahoga Es Hashem Ba'os Yosef. V'yeshakas V'u Samsi, just be Mafsik. Abaye. Hava Mesader. Be machalik. Or others say, you switch it, misader haya abaya. So he says, that's what he said. Mikol makom, he says, I don't think it's a big deal, because the Gemara, the Tosfos in Masechta Shavua says, that only if you have kavana to be Hogas Hashem El Siyosav is it a problem, but without kavana it's not a problem. Mikol makom, al sada yoser tov, harotzolom tevas have, yafsik ma'abein abaya l'tevas have. You read this paragraph, you don't think it has anything halachic significance, just the language, and it says in Rav Avadya, in Cheleches, Simi Yud Aleph, Os Zayin, that this paragraph does have some halachic significance, and that's why some might switch the order. Good. Setting up the firewood on the Mizbeach, just one last point for the Menachas Chinuch yesterday, he points out in Os Vav, that we learn various halachos from the Akedah, and this is one of them. This is one of them. We learn that Avraham Avinu put the wood on the Mizbeach, and so too we learn to put the wood on the Mizbeach. Menachas Chinuch quotes a Gemara that's bothered. Why can't we learn from the Akedah that you have to put the the animal directly on the wood. The Gemara in Zvachim that he quotes there discusses different ibayas, whether it has to be on the wood or next to the wood, but that was related to yesterday. Okay, let's get back to today's discussion of the Isser. The Isser, again, it's all related. The Isser of being Mechabeh on the Mizbeach. There's a lot of drush, even though he says all the Shrushim were mentioned yesterday. There is a number of ideas that we can mention. First of all, the Azayim Latarav, Saratskin says, what's the Pshutal Shal Mikra? The Pshutal Shal Mikra of Lo Sechabeh, not extinguishing, is that when the Kohen goes, what's the context of the Psukim? The Kohen is going to do the Truma Sadeshin. He's going to take out some of the ashes in order to put next to them his Mizbeach. So he should be careful not to extinguish when he does that. That's the context. He says, so says Rav Sorotskin, very mistaver. So the pshat of the pasuk is, in the context of whenever the Kohen is trying to do a mitzvah, he should be careful not to do anything. But obviously, not to put it out, but obviously this was extended to even not in the context of a mitzvah. One has to be careful not to extinguish. Don't let the fire go out. Rashi, ala Torah, quotes that there is a connection on this pasuk, between the fire on the Mizbeach and the fire of the menorah. Eish tamid tukan al Mizbeach lo sichbe, Rashi quotes, Pirush Rashi, Eish madlikin es haneros, me al Mizbeach achitzon tukan. Rashi goes to halacha. Which is the fire that we have to use to light the menorah? You can't just strike a match. You take fire from the outer Mizbeach. The Mizbeach Achitzon, you take a fire and you bring that fire into the menorah, into the Heichal, and that's the fire that you use to light the menorah. Many, many Mefarshim discuss the connection between the menorah fire and the Mizbeach Achitzon fire. Why does that have to be a connection? So Rav Moshe, we mentioned this in a Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, says Rav Moshe, the fire of the menorah is a kavanah lo momizeh, shalalami Torah lo talmidim, tzorach shebis lavas gadol. To teach Torah, a person has to be on fire. He has to be jumping. He has to be able not to control himself. But the learning himself that he does before he teaches, that has to be b'shavas hanefesh. That has to be with focus, with concentration. So even though on the outside he's jumping up and in slavas, but on the inside it has to be focused and quiet and with concentration. He says that's the message here. Shalachin rak chisoni yusotia beislavus. Vachanasoba atzmo vachanas atamidim diabislavus likras lima torah misa gavus or mitzvahs. Valibat atzmo yibe menuchas nechona. Mishim shalol letaz, because one can make a mistake. So the fire that you light the neros with outside, light from the, it has to be connected, but Rav Moshe says, one's an inner fire and one is an outer fire. If you look at Rabbi Simon Sefer in the Yemei Barach, he quotes three other darshanim that give shot him, what exactly is the connection between the Eish of the menorah and the Eish of the Mizbeach. Number one, he quotes, the Eish of the menorah symbolizes the Ar HaTorah, and the Eish of the Mizbeach symbolizes Avodah Tefillah. He says, one might think that kavanas, pure kavanas, only apply to tefillah. He says, no, it's a mistake. You take the fire and you put it there. Even when one learns Torah, one has to have pure kavanas, one has to focus and even be mehara b'tshuva when he's learning Torah, just like he's mehara b'tshuva when he brings a carpet. Number one. Number two, he quotes a little more expansive. He quotes this in the name of Rav Warman, from one of his sermons, in the name of Rav Aaron Kotler. He quotes the pasuk in Parshat Yisamim Vayelach, where the pasuk says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos lo neflesi mimcha v'lo rechokehi machlokes rishonim. What exactly is that mitzvah? Is that mitzvah tshuva, or is that mitzvah Talmud Torah? The pasuk is that mitzvah is Talmud Torah. That's what it sounds like, and that's what the Gemara in Erevin darshens it as. The Ramban there says, no, it's about tshuva. The shaila is, what does tshuva have to do with Talmud Torah? So Rav Aaron Kotler explains that no, a major chelek of tshuva must be Talmud Torah. Tshuva is all about coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't have a greater portion, a greater say in that, greater way of achieving that than learning Torah. Obviously, we have to be specific tshuva on each chait, but hopefully it will lead to Talmud Torah. So maybe that's the connection. The menorah, which symbolizes the Ar HaTorah, that is connected to tshuva of the karbanas of the Mizbeach, because a large element of tshuva is Talmud Torah. Finally, Rabbi Simon says himself, another pshat, and that is, menorah symbolizes the Chachmas HaTorah, and Avodah might symbolize the Maisim of Torah. And Talmud, and maybe the Dei Maisa, that is the connection between the two fires. Okay, that's Rabbi Simon, three pshatim, and Rav Moshe, one pshat, in terms of not putting out the fire on the Mizbeach, and the fire having to be connected, the fire of the menorah, and the fire of the Mizbeach. Let's continue a little more in the Chinuch. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the Isser of putting out the fire? Masha Amru Zechronim Lavracha, what Chazal said, Shahafilu Horid Ha'esh Me'ala Mizbeach. What if I took the fire, I didn't put the fire out, I didn't pour water on the Mizbeach. I took some fire off the Mizbeach, and then I extinguish it? That's also Malkus, that's the Issur D'Oraisa. But, says the Chinuch, based on Chazal, Aval Eish Machta, let's say I went up there to take fire for the Ketores, and it's in my shovel, and I'm carrying it down. Or Ve'esh Menorah, like we just mentioned, the fire for the menorah was taken off. So you've already taken it away from the Mizbeach and designated it for a different avoda, shehichina b'mizbeach lahavdik mimena, af apisha kaba osaba rosha mizbeach pater. The second that you separate that l'shem another avoda, you're pater. If you were to do the same thing and just taking it off and put it out for no reason, that's the isadarais and you get malthus. But if one has in mind to use this fire for the menorah or for the ktores, pater. Shaharei nitka min hamizbeach. You have already separated this fire, is no longer called eish mizbeach. Only Isser is put out Eish Mizbeach. But Eish Menorah, Eish Ktores, there is no Isser. And therefore, one does not get Malkus. The Menachas Chinuch assumes in Oz Gimel that he thinks that it is an Issur D'Oraisa. You just don't get Malkus. Veneer the last few lines of Oz Gimel, in the first paragraph, Veneer the Dafka Chiv Malkus Leka, Avalisura Ika, Vitzorech Li Iyan Bazeh. He's not sure, but that's what he assumes. It's still going to be Isser. Back to the Chinuch. Velo Hisharnu Ella Al Kibui Eish HaMizbeach. The Isser is only extinguishes the fire of the Mizbeach. Shenamar Eish Tam Mitukar Alam Mizbeach Lo Sechbe. Vomer B'Sefer Lo Sechabeh, Malayim B'Shkol Machabeh, Over Below Saseh. If anybody extinguishes, he violates the Lo Saseh. Who does this Isser apply to? Unlike yesterday. Yesterday, the mitzvah applied to the male kohanim. They're the only ones that have the assay of lighting the fire. So if they didn't light the fire, they're mevatel the assay. But this Isser can apply to anybody putting it out. V'doheges bizman abayis bizacharim uminakevis, men and women. You might say, aye, how could a zar get there? What if a long hose? You have a long hose, and he stands on the east 11 amos of the azara, and he makes the water go all the way up on the Mizbeach, and he puts the fire out. It's possible that he could do that, even without violating the Isser of Knisa. So it applies to men and women, v'afilu Yisraelim, v'over alev v'ki v'afilu gachelos achash me'esh ha-Mizbeach, loki. If somebody puts out even one little coal, you don't have to put out the whole fire, one little coal in the Mizbeach, one gets Malkus. A very important discussion is what we discussed in a mitzvah shir. I'm sorry, in a daf be'iyun shir, that's what the Minchas Chinuch brings up at the end of Os Aleph in this mitzvah. Os Aleph says the Minchas Chinuch, Gram Kibui, Grama. Indirect putting out is also, could be a problem. He says, just like Shabbos, so by Shabbos is an Issur D'Rabbanan, so too maybe here. V'chein davar she'eino miskaven, havi kamo b'Shabbos v'yantif. The davar she'eino miskaven, mutar b'lav zeh, ach p'sik reisha aser. Just like we have on Shabbos, the principle of davar she'eino miskaven, I do act A, which might or might not lead to act B. That is mutter. I'm allowed to do act A, I'm allowed to drag a chair if it might not make a chritz, and even if it does, it's okay. Davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, but p'sik reisha, if I do act A, which will vadai cause act B, malacha, which is aser, that is an Issur D'Oraisa on Shabbos. And that's p'sik reisha. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Sadek Aleph, Mabez, that is aser in the Beis HaMikdash, just like it is aser on Shabbos. But there is a problem that we dealt with, and that is Rashi, there in Zvachim, Daf Sadek Aleph, Mabez. Because the Gemara there ends up saying, in the context of the Gemara, is discussing if somebody is misnadev yayin. Somebody promises he's going to give a wine carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So there is a shita there in the Gemara, Shmuel, that says, what do? You take the wine and you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. The question is, if you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, isn't that the Isser of Kibui, our Aveira today? Isn't there an Isser? So says the Gemara, no, you do tipin dakin, very little drops. And if you use very little drops, so then it is okay. And the Gemara says, it's according to Reb Shimon, who says, Darvashin Miskavit is mutter. That's what we paskit. So it might not extinguish. Even if it does a little bit, it's okay. But Rashi there is a very, unique and mechudashita. Rashi says, since if he would use little drops, it's not a psik ratio. So therefore, inami, even if he uses tipin gasos, even if he uses big drops, it's still called a Darvashin Miskavit. That's Rashi. He has called him a farshim. What are you talking about? It's only a davar shemiskavin if it's tipin dakin, not tipin gasin. So at the time, you remember the if anybody wants more information, could check the Daf Ian Shear, a Psik Resha related to Zvach and Daftalak Alpha Mabez. We developed the idea that the Ar Sameach says in Hilchus Sukkah that Psik Resha doesn't mean that in this case A will for sure cause B. It could be that even in this case, if A would for sure cause B, that's not called Psik Resha. It's only if they're always together. If A always causes B, like the case of the Gemara, chopping off the head of a chicken always kills the chicken. That's Psik Resha. But if it's a case where it happens to be now Act A is causing Act B, but it doesn't always, like sprinkling drops on the fire doesn't always put them out. It happens to be here, big drops does put them out, but that might not be called Psik Resha. We developed a couple, mentioned a number of other rayas to this case. That, for example, the Rashba in Masechta Shabbos says if there's a deer in your house and you want to go out of your house, so are you allowed to close the door? You're trapping the deer. Said the Rashba, yes. It's okay. It's Darvashin and Miskavin. Darvashin and Miskavin, there's a deer there. Why is it that Psik Resha? So the Shilti Giborim and the Ran discussed that in Shabbos on Daf Kufav, and the Ar Sameach quotes that as another example where closing your door doesn't always trap a deer. It just so happens here it traps a deer. That's not called Psik Resha. And there are other examples as well. There's a Rambam in Maseches Lua in Hilchas Lulav that discusses this. But again, that is all related to this issue. But again, this is the same rules that apply to Hilchas Shabbos, says the Minchas Chinuch would apply to this halacha of putting out the fire. If you look in the last halacha of the Minchas Chinuch, the end of Oz Gimel, he says, "Venire." It appears to him, "Gamkein dim zarm opsulim lavode sheliko marachos nasu eshalam mizbeach." We know there's a mitzvah for the kohen to light the fire. What if a puzzle person lit the fire? Says the Minchas Chinuch, in his view, that doesn't have the status of an esh. And therefore, not only is there no isser to put out that fire, but it's a mitzvah to put out that fire. Because that's not an appropriate fire. It's not a fire of the Mizbeach. Kimadav the Yisur HaPsula, Bavada Ein Isser L'Chabos Klal, V'yadar Abba Mitzvah L'Chabos, Rak Ben Nidlak, Behechsher Yesh Lav Zeh, Kein Nireh Pashut. It's only if it is lit properly by people who are ra'ui to do the avoda. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember, fire on the Mizbeach is the fire in our hearts. We have to make sure that the fire stays lit inside of us. Aseh, we have to make it lit. And Los Aseh, we have to make sure that it never goes out. Okay, we'll stop here.